only thing better than watching TV is taking it personally.
Oh my God, the conversation continues. Welcome back to it's been seconds since we talked. So excited for this deep dive on all things The Valley with writer, comedian, co-host of the podcast Ruined, and somebody with a couple things to say. So I'm so happy she's here
in the office.
Welcome back to Tip Allison Livey. Tip. Hi. Tip, how are we? Allison Livey, how are we?
I mean, good.
Yeah.
At least we have The Valley, I guess, is how I feel.
Yeah. And also, P.S., how's your Passover going? Happy Pesach to all the people celebrating.
Had a lovely little Seder with Alana Glazer.
Did you?
Yeah. We had a little intimate one.
Did you go to her house? Did she go to your house?
Yeah. Yeah. We live near each other.
Oh, that's nice.
It was nice. Yeah.
Does she make food or?
There was food.
I don't know why. Like,
it was delicious. We did Mile End, which is a Jewish Canadian deli that.
Oh, Canadian. Okay.
That's in Brooklyn.
My version of adulting is like, I can't make food that other people might find palatable. I make food that I like, that I would never, ever, I would not be so. So like the idea of someone having a dinner party where they're, or not dinner party, a Seder.
You know, a dinner party for Passover.
Where they're like making food and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure. I do have to shout out the Tobes because she does this thing that I forget it's tradition at this point that I don't understand what she's talking about when she says, you know, I'm going to Oneida's or somebody's for a Seder. You know, do you want to just call and I'll say hi or something? And I say, sure. And then we go on FaceTime after both of us get confused about how to make it happen, which then actually led into a Zoom. And then I'm there for the full Seder.
I never
remember because like this happened again. She's like, okay, so should we begin?
And you're like, oh, hang up. I would just hang up and be like, oh no, sorry. Something happened.
No, honestly, it was so fun because it's just like at one point, it's just me looking at the ceiling because she doesn't understand how to do anything. So I'm laughing so hard. And then there are points where it's like, not funny. We're talking about like serious things happening. And my mom is trying to like, it's just a moment. This is not funny. But my mom was just trying to communicate like her feelings and just like her vulnerability at a point. And she was just like, man, the world, am I right? And I was just like,
meanwhile, you're just like on a phone that's just face down.
Like, I can't take it. She was looking at me to like add something to it. I was like, I have nothing for you, Tobes. I got nothing there. And then she got confused by what the afikoman was. And she's like, we're not doing any of that Elijah shit. Like, it was just, it was honestly wonderful. It was meaningful.
Yeah.
Like, now's the time. We all need to, get our Passover on. We need to, you know, I feel more Jewish now than ever. So, like, we got to do it. Yeah. But also, really, really struggling to find a gluten-free matzo ball that is vegetarian friendly because they're all made with chicken stock. So I have to choose between being a vegetarian and being gluten-free. And vegetarian's always going to win. But again, suggestion of, like, why don't you make them at home? Because I don't want to.
To make at home, it's not a fun one.
No,
it's very like do you know what I mean? Like touching like matzo balls when you're making, it's just like,
it is like mother's milk. It is Jewish penicillin. Like, we love a matzo ball.
I love
a
matzo ball.
I don't want to make that. I want it to appear.
I want somebody to hand me a bowl.
Right. And I have the stock covered, by the way, not because I make vegetarian like veggie stock, but because there's one specific vegetable broth. Couldn't tell you the brand, but I know it from seeing it at Whole Foods that I like love, where you don't have to even fuck with it. It's genuinely great broth. I just need a goddamn gluten-free ball.
I don't know what to tell you.
I know. And there's this restaurant called Friedman's that does a ton of gluten-free stuff. And I think has matzo balls, gluten-free matzo balls on the menu, I think maybe year round, or that might be 100% wrong, but they're not vegetarian.
I don't know.
And actually, now that I say that out loud, I don't know that they're gluten free. So happy Pesach to all those celebrating. This is truly my, you know.
That is a conundrum. Yeah.
It is a little bit of a walk to remember. Just trying to figure out how to make that happen. You would think in New York City.
Yeah.
Someone would be nuts enough to have
to just be like, it's gluten free and vegetarian and it's a matzo ball. And here we are, like, at least for Passover.
I'm not even asking for it to be good,
just to exist.
My bar is so low.
Yeah.
Like, you would be surprised. One of the places that I go to often for like gluten free veggie stuff, like, I don't think I could bring you there. but I love it.
Sure.
But my bar is much lower than yours. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you have a high bar. Mm-hmm. My bar is just on the floor.
Yeah.
I just need the limbo. I just need it to exist. And it's also $1 million. And I'm there like literally 3 days a week. Yeah. I love it so much. I mean, I could never recommend it to you, but I love it so much. It's the light of my life. Listen, let's talk. So happy Pesach to all those celebrating. Let's talk a little bit about a celebration that I think many of us are engaging in mm-hmm. and remarking on. It is really
non-denominational.
It's non-denominational, but also a little bit of a religious service.
Yes.
Doesn't it? It makes me feel closer to God when I watch The Valley on mm-hmm. BravoTV.com, also known as Peacock, but really YouTube TV. Mm-hmm. What were your...
Oh, I thought you were going to lead into like Jax's hair thinning product party as the the event, that's the celebration, The Valley.
Just The Valley as a whole. Sure. Although I do have to just note that while I enjoy the confessionals being like, Jax isn't bald, he's just doing this for money, we don't see anything, this is a compliment, there is a spot there. I believe that
Jax's hair is thinning as he is in his mid-40s. Like, that is something.
Mid-40s plus.
Plus. He is
spiritual mid-40s.
Spiritual
mid-40s. Mid-40s plus.
He's late 40s, early 50s. Jax could be 63 for all we know. I cannot.
Looking great, honestly.
Age that, place an age on that man. But also, like, I love his confessionals. He's like, he just looks like Satan. Like, he's just like. Like, he's just like, he's so tan. He has the like big pompadour, like slicked back hair. He has the pointy mustache and goatee, and he's in the shiny jacket.
Oh
like,
my God. Now I'm not gonna be able to. And it's like, that's so mean of you. Now I can't
and
unsee
everything
it. That's
behind
so mean.
Him is like red and dark. It's like, he looks like the devil. It's like grinning, kind of like,
Well, the devil does great work.
Of course.
God was one of us, just a stranger of us?
The devil.
But in a great way.
But in a way with like what he's like as a character.
We support the devil here in Andy's Girls. This is the podcast for people. What's that called when you love the devil? Satanist, maybe?
Yes.
I don't know.
I don't know.
They make great points.
Exactly. Like, he just looks like he should have like a tail and a pitchfork. Like, just like, he's just so, it's just like the jacket with the styling, with the background. Like, it just all, I was like, where have I seen this before? And I was like, oh, of course, every depiction of the devil in hell. Like,
I want to know how much money he's getting paid from this company. Because all we heard about over and over was, I'm getting paid so much money. They're paying me so much money.
But they barely said the name of the company.
And then they said it's coming out in 2024. Because I was like, if you're doing a whole thing about losing your hair, shouldn't we see the after? Yes. Have you even tried this product?
No, he's just like, I spray paint my head and I definitely don't have lead poisoning and like whatever his deal is. But like, yeah, it should be at like, I'm just like, oh, I love how like good and bad he is at the branding. Like, he knows that he just needs to cash checks right now. Like, it's like, you're getting a second chance for being on TV. This is it. Make the most of it. And he is. He's like, I'm opening a bar. I'm doing this hair thing. He's an operator.
The bar, I assumed, was just happening for him to have a storyline on The Valley. But now I'm like, maybe he just also wanted to open a bar.
My friends went to it.
Did they?
Yeah.
Were they one of the days where he's like talking shit about VPR?
I think they went for one of those days. I would have to go through my texting thing. But like, it does exist.
It's a
sports bar called Jax's in like Studio City, like in The Valley. And yeah, I think he wanted a place where he could be like, I'm going to work, and then just go not be in his home.
And he put up money, right? Because he keeps talking about how they're losing all this money by the place not being open, which I 100% agree with. I think it doesn't need to look great. Just keep it open.
Just get it open.
Because people are coming. They don't give a shit. They're coming because it's called Jax's.
Yeah, no one's coming to it because they're like, I really like the vibe in here.
Yeah.
Like, they're, you know, like, I'm sure the vibe is rancid. Like,
yeah.
Like, they just want to go because it's like, this is a place Jax owns. And then, like, if you go once and it's a perfectly fine bar, you'll go again.
I bet that's probably the best experience. I bet actually that Jax's is the most fun that you'll have
of any of them.
Schwartz and Sandy's is a shit show to me. Like, I wouldn't even go to Jax's.
I wouldn't even want to go there as a bit at this point, like Schwartz and Sandy's.
Oh, I would still go as a bit, but I wouldn't
spend
pay.
Money there. I would go for a photo. Come here, 100%. I'd be like, sure.
Can I have a glass of water, please?
Yeah, but like the Tom pump, the like Lisa's places,
we're over it.
I don't enjoy anything about them.
Mm-mm.
Jax's, I feel like I'm like, I could probably sit and have a beer and a like some weird, they probably got like fries and it's probably fine.
Okay, trigger warning, but have we aged even though we're both quite young.
Yes, the children,
is that
some
us
would say.
Maturing into Jaxes? Is that us as human people, as adults, or is that us as Bravoholics? Where we're like, we're done with Schwartz and Sandys, we're done with Tom Tom, like we're ready for a new, different, more
well, I think also like we've wrung the drama of bar gone wrong out of all of these shows.
True.
Like in general, like working at Sur and Pump and like seeing people like mess up and how hard it is, and blah, blah, and then like seeing like the Tom's Open Tom Tom with Lisa and like all of the like, and then them opening Schwartz and Sandys on the, like, I think that we've the well is dry for the drama that can come from the kind of the chaos of these places. Mm-hmm. And I think that Jax's is probably just a regular sports bar. Mm-hmm. The one time I saw Jax in L.A. when I lived there was at a sports bar in West Hollywood. He was just watching hockey on a Tuesday night. Look great.
He was
9 years ago.
Oh, did you say anything to him?
No, but my friends and I were all like, that's Jax. And then we went outside.
He was at the Scandoval. So Bravo threw viewing parties in New York and L.A. for the part three of the VPR reunion. And he was at the New York one. It was him, Lala, Sheena, maybe? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because Sheena sang Good as Gold, which I was like losing my mind. I don't know what Jax is like. I think he's probably like a little... maybe sensitive, right? Of anybody in the cast.
Yeah.
He's probably the most delicate.
Yeah.
But that's not surprising to me.
No, that tracks with like everything we know about him.
Yeah. He's a little bit of like a dramatic. Yeah. I mean, that is who I think the Jax that we're seeing on TV, like the scariest part of it is like, I don't know how much of that is like being put on. I think he really just genuinely is that toxic, but also charismatic.
I think he is. Right. It's like those two are, they're two sides of one coin. Yeah. Right. So.
I gotta tell you, it's the driving in the golf cart.
The golf cart's hilarious. I think like what's hard to watch, and like this is just something that we've been through before and we know, is like the fact that we know him and Brittany are separated now, and seeing the clear issues in that marriage is kind of hard. I mean, it's kind of better in some ways because I'm like, okay, at least they don't both feel like this anymore. Mm-hmm. But like, it's hard to watch him not be that interested in her and that hurt her, and him feel like, I do feel like he feels a little like, I'm sure, and look, I'm sure he's cheating on her. I'm sure like a million things are going on. Mm. But like, I do feel like he does feel stuck and bad, I think, about how he doesn't want to be with her.
Bad in what way?
I think like you could see because it's before we're watching everything from before they separated. Mm. And I feel like he knows that that's probably what's coming. And I think that he does feel bad about that. I don't know. I see like just like there is a sadness to him that I think is part of that relationship.
Jax is the kind of guy who says, I'm fighting for my marriage, and his
while
version
doing
of-
nothing.
His version of fighting for his marriage is doing literally nothing and waiting for Brittany to come back.
Yes, absolutely.
And then he says, I'm fighting for my marriage. I'm the victim in this situation. And her list of demands, what is it? It's like go
date
to therapy.
Night. Have a date
fuck
night.
Me now and again.
Yeah.
Go to therapy and like, don't be a dick. Don't talk about my body or aspects of my parenting.
Yeah.
I don't think those are crazy things to expect. And he's fighting for his marriage while doing literally nothing.
He just
nothing.
Thinks that by not antagonizing her, he's working on the relationship.
And also, so a part of what, you know, whispers or whatever else, or maybe just expectations, jokes that he introduces into episodes are about his wandering eye. Do you think that plays at all into the reason that they haven't stopped? Or do you think it's something else or combination? What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's a combination of like him being like, I think like there's a general like Jax is probably one of those people, which I don't think it's like a thing, but like he's bored. He doesn't want to be in one relationship. He is not interested in monogamy in that way. So he's like done having sex with her. He's like, I want to move on. Like, I do think that he's sleeping with someone else. Right. I mean, Jax has cheated on every woman he's ever been with. Right.
Probably. And I know that there are current rumors that he's fucking his publicist
who she Brittany, unfollowed and like, yeah.
Unfollowed
and he was like at Coachella with or something. I don't know. He was somewhere with
Ew,
her.
Was he?
No, he was on
Canada,
a trip.
I thought.
Canada. Whatever.
Very, very easy to confuse. The thing with Jax and cheating is that I understand that he has probably, you know, cheated on everybody, including, as we saw earlier into VPR and probably later, the cheating on Brit stuff. But with him now, I don't think the cheating genuinely had anything to do with their separation.
I think they would have separated whether he was cheating or not.
I agree with that. But I
do
also
think that
don't...
there was probably some cheating just because, like, for good measure.
I totally understand that. I totally disagree. I don't think that, I just don't think he was cheating on her at this point, or maybe any point in their marriage. I don't think him not, like, wanting to have sex has anything to do with him potentially
having sex with somebody else. I don't think that
right.
I think no matter what, he was not interested in having sex in his marriage anymore.
And maybe, I don't know if it said he wasn't interested in having sex in his marriage anymore, or he was genuinely stressed out, tired, disconnect. I think he's really, really, really detached.
He seems really detached.
And I don't know that he knows how to genuinely care for himself, let alone a partner.
Yeah. And I think that, like, the idea of, like, oh, we'll have a kid in a house. And, like, what I think that, like, I think it's true for a lot of men where, like, you get in there and you're like, oh, this is a lot of work.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to do a lot of the work. You're still a dad, not a mom. Like, I think that, like, you know, he didn't have to breastfeed it. Like, there's so much that still falls on, you know, mother figures. But I do think it's like, oh, it is expensive to do all of this. It is hard to do all of this. It is not like being at Sir and living in a West Hollywood apartment anymore. And I think that, like, the realities of, like, quote unquote, growing up and having this family and this home have caught up to him.
And they're still hosting their podcast together, I think.
Are they?
Which is so weird to me.
Very strange.
I might be getting that wrong, but I don't think I am, but I might be 100%.
Yuck.
I don't know. I mean, they haven't filmed the Valley reunion yet, which was, talk about Bravo making bad decisions. That was the best decision Bravo ever made.
Yes.
Because now we know all this shit about, like, whatever his relationship with his publicist is. It's just genuinely
now that's
so
out
funny.
There and does have to get asked about.
It's 100% going to get asked about. There's so much that it's just going to be fascinating.
Yes.
It's going to be. And, you know, I mean, is the publicist going to show up? I feel like she might. Not to be on camera, but to be with her number one client in many ways.
I mean, I believe it.
I totally believe it. I'm so thankful they have it, because I feel like maybe they shot Vanderpump Rules maybe a little early, I think, maybe.
Yeah, they did, because there was only 4 months down.
Okay, got it. Yeah, with this, I'm like, oh, God, wait as long as possible.
Yes.
Because I just want to see, I just want to wait and see what other
just do it live after the final episode airs.
Can you imagine if that happened?
I would love a live reunion.
Wait, is next week the finale, or did I make that up in my head? I think I made it up in my head.
Next week's the finale of something.
Wait, it couldn't be the finale of The Valley because they haven't filmed the reunion yet.
Right.
Unless they're taking a break, because, again, Bravo programming is
nuts. Well, the finale of Vanderpump is next week.
I thought the lead up to Vanderpump. I'm so confused. I thought the lead up to Vanderpump begins next week. I don't think that they're doing all of San Francisco in an episode.
Oh, yeah.
Apologies it's to probably Kyle like, Chan. It's like,
also, like, is he EPing the season? Like, what?
Are we all going to San Francisco? It's like, doesn't the man make bracelets? What's happening?
It's like, come to his house. It's also a store. And I'm like, what is happening on this show? Why is he in every... It's like,
he's everywhere and nowhere.
I was like, is he EPing the season? Like, and somebody was like, oh, he's the only person that is friends with Sandoval that everyone else also knows that is willing to film with all of them.
That I guess they like, maybe? Because I think everybody likes Kyle Chan.
I guess.
He did make that brown diamond for Katie, and I've never forgiven him for that.
Yeah.
That was a horrible. That was it. I mean, that was the end of their relationship when she wanted it. Oh, nightmare.
Who knows?
Nightmare situation.
Trapped in that relationship.
Hopefully she sold that for, I don't know, quarters for laundry or something. I don't even know who would buy that.
I love how weird Jax's party was, and how, like, was Bravo like, get some Coachella fashion girl to, like, have a rack of clothes outside of this hair thinning product launch party at a hotel?
Like, because she was just there because she was doing a butterfly fashion show the next day or
it
something?
Was like, yeah,
for
it was a Coachella thing,
but she's not going.
The guy was like, are you going to Coachella? And she's was like no.
She's going to be at a butterfly fashion show. Listen, shout out to her. Industrious. Who doesn't love a butterfly?
But I just love that it's like, was that just like a happy accident that she was there? Did they put her there? Like,
oh, I think 100% it was a happy accident.
I'm like, also, what's happening at this hotel where they're like, we have a lot of stuff going on.
So it occurred to me while watching, I think it was the Mondrian.
Yeah.
Mondrian, whatever. I think that's where I met Schwartz and Sandy.
Yeah, they used to go there all the time.
Right, because I
Kristen
remember,
says it. She's like, oh, we used to get like, fucked up here.
Because I think it was like 2018 or something. I was in LA. I remember I was like with friends from college. We were having a really, really serious conversation. And then I looked up and it was Schwartz and Sandoval. And I literally stopped talking and I said, I'm so sorry. I like sort of have to go. And I just mid conversation left to go over them to be like, hi, can I have a selfie, please? And we took a selfie. It looks like I have no neck. Sandoval looks like a fucking god. He knows. He held a camera. He looks like a fucking, it's somewhere on my Instagram. He looks like a goddamn supermodel, as did Schwartz. And I was like, like I look yeah, just like, goofy. Just like I look like shoulders. A Muppet. Yeah. Like it's just like.
Yeah, I always look like a Muppet.
Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing me with free samples. Astapro is a first-of-its-kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. It delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. Living in New York City is not easy. Just ask Sonia trying to sell that house. There are so many mornings where I wake up and think, oh my gosh, I'm having the worst cold of my life. And I realize it's actually from allergies. When my nasal allergies flare up, and that happens when the season changes and the temps get a little warmer than they normally are, I use Astapro, and I'm amazed at how fast I'm back in the game. And that game is looking for Dorinda on the Upper East Side. Astapro always has my back and nose. Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can Astapro and go today. Astepro allergy.com. Astapro and go. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. I just came back from the salon, and for the record, I went with a sassy little bob and quiet luxury shade of blonde. Yes, that's literally what we're calling it, quiet luxury. Aside from trips to the salon, I don't actually blow out my hair. My hair is naturally wavy, and that's why I love Way. Way's new anti-frizz cream is a lightweight cream that provides immediate frizz control that lasts for up to 72 hours. I know that I have a limited amount of time with wet, wavy hair in which to get myself in order. And that is why I love the anti-frizz cream. It has notes of bergamot, Italian lemon, violet, and more. And it smells unbelievable. Truly, as someone who is a little bit sensitive to scents, I put this in my hair and I feel great. It also genuinely pairs well with my perfume, which I appreciate. I don't blow out my hair because after years of color processing and attempting to make it straight, I know it looks better and stays healthier when I avoid blow drying, which is why I love the anti-frizz cream. I've used products, especially with wavy hair, where it feels heavy and looks kind of wet. And that's why I love Way's anti-frizz cream, because it enhances the natural waves in my hair. I still look like me, just a little elevated. And P.S., I am way obsessed with Way's other bestsellers. Their leave-in conditioner, detox shampoo, my personal favorite. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code Andy for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com with promo code Andy. In the words of Meredith Marks, when it comes to that week, week and a half before my period, I wish I was disengaging. My PMS is off the charts. Truly, Uber Eats needs to check in and say, it's about that time, isn't it? I know it is. The cravings are crazy. I want to crawl out of my skin. Now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony and Estro Control, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. For AGs who are friends of perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause, Happy Mammoth has hormone harmony. It's not just a supplement for women going through those stages. It's also become a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code AndysGirls at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code AndysGirls for 15% off today. I'm engaging. So the Mondrian has done good work. But yes. Yeah, that party was a little bit wild. I don't know what's happening with me and Jax. It's not that I find him endearing, but he's just genuinely entertaining to watch.
Yeah.
I'll never get over him calling LVP a prop. I laughed so hard and so loud. It was
I'm enjoying him also because he knows how to conduct himself on camera, mm-hmm. In a way that these other men still don't.
Yeah.
I don't know any of their names, and I refuse to learn them.
Jason, I know. I don't know why.
Which one's Jason?
I remember his personality the least, but he's the one married to the woman who's pregnant, Janet.
Maybe
it's because they both had J's.
She feels, I'm like, there's something with you that I don't care for.
Oh, I think she's a villain.
I think she's secretly a villain, and she's getting the shield of being pregnant.
100%.
And we're all like, oh, she's pregnant. She couldn't possibly be this messy. And it's like, what?
I mean, we love Representation Matters.
Yes.
And we love a pregnant villain.
I think she is a villain. I think she is nasty.
Mm. Nasty?
Or like behind the scene. Like just like a...
Strategic.
Yeah.
Manipulative?
Yeah. I'm sure she says things that are mean about people.
Yeah.
Like nasty 100%. In that way. Like she's like,
oh, yeah,
says
yeah.
nasty things. Okay. Not like nasty like... She's a fucking freak, you know, or whatever. I don't think it's that. I don't think that she's a nasty bitch.
I don't know that I've ever used nasty.
Oh, I use nasty all the time to refer to people when they're mean. They're being nasty. But I think that she behind closed doors is not nice and is very manipulative. But she's kind of the angelic pregnant blonde on the show. Yeah. So everybody's like,
is she a blonde?
I mean, she's a quote unquote blonde.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. Okay. Her husband is Jason.
He is Jason, the lawyer.
Yes. Yeah.
And so that's them. And then there's Nia, who I love.
Is this the woman who just had the twins?
Correct.
Man.
I love her.
I like her a lot. But that life.
What?
Three under two or however young those kids are.
It just seems apartment.
It just seems like absolute chaos.
But she doesn't have a chaotic energy.
No. I mean, just the outside. No, being I don't want to have kids. Yeah. And this is literally why.
Well, also, shout out to her for her paid collabs. I got a little confused about the daybed being dismantled because I'm like, wait a second. Are we doing that so that there's more room?
I think so.
In the room and then we're putting it back? Because that seems like a nightmare to me. Or are they taking it out because they don't need it anymore?
I think they're taking it out because they don't need it. And then there's more space because they just got the cribs and now they have the cribs.
Okay.
Versus having only one crib, maybe. It was confusing. And I love that she's like, I do paid partnership.
I was so into that.
And then
her.
Those three men couldn't disassemble one. No. I don't, I could have done it. And I'm an idiot.
I absolutely couldn't have, but I would, but I'm not on a reality TV show. Otherwise, I would task grab it.
Yeah.
I mean, I would find someone to help
also,
me.
Also,
I would date. I would go on a single date and be like, why don't you come back to my apartment and assemble this and then leave.
Also, they just needed a scene where she could reference her paid partnerships and then that they could get a couple of the men in a room doing something that isn't being in a restaurant or a bar or whatever. But it was this isn't how this goes. There's no way that you would ask your husband's stupid friends who have no indication that they are, useful in this way.
Mm-hmm. I want her to be in a house.
I want her to be in a house.
Why don't they have one?
I am worried. What does she do? She just does paid
She is a former
Miss USA. USA. Or whatever.
And she does.
What does he
coaching,
do?
Coaching, maybe? I may have made that up. She does partnerships, and we love her.
I didn't love the testimonial where she was trying to be I make money. And he was like, well, but I pay for everything. And she's like, well, but my money's for fun. And he's like, I also pay for the fun. And it's okay. I'm sure their marriage is perfectly fine. I don't think that's necessarily an indication of an imbalance that feels yucky, but I was okay.
okay.
Yeah, there's some like gender stuff in there, yeah.
But also like she's a beauty queen. That's like,
and she's great. Yeah. She's been extremely successful, and she can be a pageant coach and do whatever she wants. And I wish her the very best. And he does something I don't know. We don't know anything about it.
Who could know?
I don't think we ever were told. Not once. I don't think he doesn't give me lawyer energy.
No, I think he's like.
Is he an actor?
No.
I think he is.
What? How?
I don't remember. He has a face for TV,
but he said he's on a TV show. Like,
no, I think he's an actor. Maybe
he's like, I bring in all the money.
I mean, doesn't he do voiceover? Am I making this up in my head?
I don't know.
I think I might be, but I think he does something in performing, a performance of some sort. And I need them to be in a house with a roof that will probably collapse at some point.
Like, do you need them to be in a house?
Always going to be an issue with their housing. I don't know.
So then the last, and then there's Zach with his hair hat.
Okay, so there are some conspiracy theories.
That's a wig.
And I started like going through his Instagram because I made the time. Sure, sure. Important. And there are some photos. I think I saved them from my camera. I'll show them to you after. There are some where it's like you see a line. You see a line from like the topper.
But it's just like it's
a little Kim Zolciak.
It's just so not insane as natural that you're like, this must be his real hair because no one would choose it to be this like off.
But maybe if it's easy to put on.
Maybe.
And maybe like the texture, he felt like that texture was the closest to his natural.
It's just very distracting.
It's my favorite.
He's a handsome guy. Like he's but it's just like, I'm just like, what is this hat?
I don't know that we're ever going to find out. I don't know that there's going to be like the infamous moment of like Andy touching his head, you know, like to see if anything gets yanked off. But like, you know, we support all, you know, choices in life.
But I like
Zach.
I do think
it is a choice.
I think he's good. And then there's.
Do we like Zach?
I think he's like bringing what we need him to bring right now.
Shit stirring and reaction fade.
Right. Yeah. It's like, that's all. He has like some fun little testimonial. Like, mm-hmm. I don't really need him to be much more involved.
Okay. Well, he's definitely not.
Well, he's
so,
not. He's pretty much phoning it in.
Right.
Which,
that's
again,
how they're using him.
Right. Which
he's
is like,
a little bit of a friend of.
Which is fine.
Yeah, that's true.
He makes sense to me in a way where I'm not like, what is he doing here? You know, but like, I'm also not like, what's his life like? I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, because you've given us nothing about it. So there's nothing for me to be curious about yet.
Yeah.
And then the last two, the worst ones, Michelle.
And Jesse. Also, Jasmine P.S., who's too smart for the show. And
she also feels a tiny bit friend-of'd.
Because
she just kind of comes in to, like, absorb what's happening and then reflect it back. Like, I don't know. Like, is she married?
She's in a relationship because we saw her girlfriend.
Yes.
But the thing is that, like, for the people who aren't married, so Zach and Jasmine, I don't know that if Zach is dating anyone. I don't know that we know that.
Right.
Jasmine is dating and or in a relationship because we met her girlfriend, I think, briefly.
And the girlfriend also was connected to the group somehow.
I forget.
Wasn't she?
Because we don't get any more time on them. They don't have any other.
Right.
Their storyline is that they're in the friend
flash
circle
of them. And then it's like, we are here.
Which I don't love for the two people who are quote unquote single. One of whom is in a relationship. One of whom I believe Zach is not, but neither of them are married. Yeah. So they're not given the equal time, or maybe there just wasn't anything that was as interesting. I wish there was a little bit more. I wish we had Jasmine in her real life, Zach in his.
Yeah,
we don't get it anyway. She's smart, and I love that Janet was like, give me the tea, and she said no thank you, and I loved that moment. I was like,
that was great.
Go Jasmine, you know what's up.
Jesse is hard to watch.
Is he? Yes, he is. Because I was like, no, but I like this. We're like, no, he is.
It's hard. Their whole thing, like, their whole thing is dark, but also I'm like, I think you both haven't been in that relationship for a really long time.
Yeah, neither of them have been present for class.
Like,
phoning it in.
His, like, slamming on the table. But it's, like, hard because, like, I'm a Kyle Cook apologist and Kyle has definitely done that at dinners multiple times.
Well, Kristen called it abusive. He tried to get ahead of it by saying it's not aggressive.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I don't know. I don't quite get what's going on with Kristen. I think she's bringing and giving us everything that we need right now. Mm-hmm. But, like, I'm like, why is she, like, stepping away from this meal? Like, I know secrets, but, like, she keeps saying, I know secrets. And I'm like, then the secret is maybe wrong because it's like actually that Michelle is leaving, not Jesse. And it's like, we all know they're going to get divorced. Like, if you know them personally or have
looked at them for 1 second, you're like, clearly this marriage is over. I don't know. Like, I don't quite know what Kristen's like. Why is she so involved? Why does she think she's their friend, but also she hates them? Like, I just don't know what that is.
Also, when you continue to say, I'm like keeping your secrets because I'm a good friend, you are obviously, you're not even implying, you're being explicit that something is up.
Yeah.
So it's, you are, that was to me a threat.
Exactly. It's like, oh, I know all your secrets. I'm like, I'm definitely going to tell them.
I think Michelle might be the most unlikable.
Yes.
Woman on this show, maybe,
for sure.
Which feels weird when Kristen's there because she's a mess. But like, I really
Kristen is weirdly an endearing
mess.
Yes,
I agree.
There's something about Kristen where, like, I kind of do feel, I'm like, you can tell that she wants a baby so bad.
Yeah.
And that is a real journey for her, whether that is something that does happen or should happen or not. Like, whatever, like, you can feel the sincerity of that journey. And I think that she, like, she's good at being on TV, but she also, like, I think she's a mess and cannot help it.
Yes.
Michelle feels like she's like, I'll blow my marriage up. Whatever. Like, I think there's something to her where you're like, I feel like you could help it. Like, you could get your shit together a little bit. You're choosing not to.
I appreciate when Michelle talks, because the more that she talks, the more I understand why she married Jesse. Because it's like they married each other.
They did.
And there's this like she has a present role in this toxic relationship, and she wasn't honest with him, I think, about wanting out or whatever. They were, this was just the slow death of their marriage that had been dead far longer than the show has been filming.
Yes.
The thing that really did annoy me at the end moment, like the last 10 minutes, which everyone's talking about on social, is the fact that he said at one point, I don't know if he said it or she said it or they both said it, he definitely said it, was like, you're coming for me, you're coming for my child and my family. And I'm thinking to myself, what the fuck? Don't bring your kid into this.
No one brought your kid into it until you did.
Right. It's dramatic in a way. Listen, your child, leave your daughter out of this. Don't blame Kristen for whatever you're dealing with as a parent, because you have such an ego about being embarrassed.
And
you need to use your kid.
You possibly getting separated, like, yes, indirectly, that does affect your kid, obviously.
But that's not on Kristen.
That's not what's happening here. She's not like, that's not your kid. I know that she slept with somebody else.
Right.
Like, then that I'd be like, wow, that's really bringing a child into an adult fight. Her being like, you guys, like, I know that you're sleeping with her, whatever her little, like, has nothing to do with your kid.
I wasn't sure if he was referencing
that no one can have kids and be in arguments. Like,
well, I wasn't sure if he was referencing the fact that the whole like racism thing, that somehow that would affect their child in terms of like reputation. But it's such a leap. It's so stupid. Yeah. Like, it's just, it's manipulative. It's dumb. It's just like you're trying to come up with reasons in your head
to
be
throw
mad.
Back at, yeah.
And he, what did he say to her? He was like, I'm going to essentially like take you down if you say anything.
When people are like,
not
I'm going to come for you, I'm taking you down.
Not
I'm like,
great
I don't
energy.
Know what that means.
I just can't imagine. I don't know if this is like gendered of me or just like people speaking normally, but he just feels so obnoxious and so toxic that like to hear him say that to anyone and genuinely like let alone a woman in that situation, he was being aggressive. He's just being, he's also being ridiculous.
Yeah.
He's just, he's an idiot and he's an asshole.
Ridiculous idiot.
Yeah.
Like says, screams a lot and hits the table and says like combative, antagonistic things a lot. And is an asshole.
And good for you for having a nice house in the Hollywood Hills. But like, that's the only thing he has.
Yeah.
He's such an asshole whose job in life seems to be being a bully.
Yes.
But people don't respect him enough for that. Yeah. It's like, yeah, will he try to be aggressive? Will he try to like pound the table? But I don't think anybody, he's not getting, I think his goal is for people to like maybe fear him in some way or quiet down. Mm-hmm. But having lower volume does not mean that anybody LOL respects you or is afraid of you. They think that you're kind of a, I think that, he, I mean, maybe that's just me, but like to me, he reads as total joke.
Yeah.
So
me too.
I don't think anybody in that room is like, oh God, Jesse. Like, I just think they're like, he's being ridiculous and also just very, very sloppy for a man who's all about class and etiquette and going to
Capri.
He's the sloppiest fucking guy in that room repeatedly.
Right. And when you make Jax look like mature and together, something has happened to you.
Jax was like, honestly, kind of quiet. I mean, I think, were they trying to separate people? I forget at what point, because yeah, the cameras go back and forth in the beginning of the table. Yeah. But I mean, Brittany was there because Zach was like, oh, don't let go of Brittany. Like, because that whole, the whole lead up to the hall, the, I watched the hallway moment over and over and over and over.
I don't understand what.
So people on social were like, this is the best 10 minutes of Bravo that's ever existed.
I did not find that.
Neither did I.
I was like, oh, this is a fight that happened at a party.
Yeah.
I don't, we've seen a lot. I it didn't feel like something new and shocking to me.
So I have to be 100% honest. I'm so thankful that we are having this honest moment of togetherness with each other, of bonding, because I saw all these people being like, this is like the best 10 minutes ever. Mm-hmm. And then I watched, because you know, I'm always late and watching everything.
Yes.
So then I watch it and I was like, did I miss something? Because I enjoyed it. I watched it. I really, really like the Valley. I really like the Valley. But I was this isn't life changing to me.
No, this is like, I think that what happens after this might be very interesting.
Yes.
I did not find this to be kind of the like, wow, what have we got here? This is something. I'm like, oh yeah, this is like a good fight. Like that came from a stupid dinner. That it's like exactly the right progression of how these shows are supposed to go. Like I'm interested to see like, what is she going to say when she gets everybody to sit down? What is going to happen at this like, I am invested, but I did not find it to be the mind-blowing, like, can you believe? And I'm like, he pushed past a camera guy to, like, shove someone? Like, we've seen it.
It would have been better had we not literally seen it in the trailer. I felt like I'd already watched it. So
if
if
that had been... Yes. And I get that they needed to include it in the trailer to make it be like, we've got something here. But when that was... you know, what we've seen so far. And I think that, again, what we're going to get after it is going to be more interesting.
Mm.
It was kind of like, okay. I mean, I know.
How did you feel about Michelle? Is that her name? Michelle?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I refuse to know a single one of their names.
They have the hardest names to remember.
Yeah, because they're all like the same name.
I know. And like
Jesse, Janet, Jason, Michelle.
I can't.
Like those are all Jasmine. It's, like when it's a lot of J's. Met
Meredith and Lisa, and none of us could tell the other one apart.
And now I'm like, you are two of the most different looking people I've ever seen in my life.
With Michelle, how did you feel about Michelle sort of saying, you know, that Kristen ruined her family, and then also having this moment of like, I'm going to share the truth of the matter.
I'm
going to tell you a story.
I just
gather around.
Don't get her, and she is someone that I never want to be in a room with. Does that make sense?
It does. She's, you know, if there's like, you know, quiet luxury mm-hmm. of like people spending bajillion dollars on like the Row, but mm-hmm. like we all know it's the Row. Mm-hmm. But it like looks like mm-hmm. a black t-shirt. So like, why is it $7,000? I feel like there's like a quiet luxury version of toxic. And I think Michelle is the quiet luxury version of toxic where it's like, seems really nice, seems like whatever, but there's something else there.
There's something
a little bit different, a little bit special.
Yeah. She is toxic. I am excited to see what she's going to tell us. Like, and we know we've seen, like, I know we've seen in the trailer, like, Jax being like, you're sending texts to other men or like whatever, all of this.
Oh, I forgot about that.
We haven't even gotten to that. So it's like, I know that there's stuff coming and I'm excited to be like, what kind of crazy person are you? I just don't like anyone on the show, but I love the show. Does that make sense?
It does. I do like people on the show. I really do like Nia and I really do like her husband,
yes.
Danny, whose name is also William, like, and Matt.
They are not, right. He is both Jeff and not
100%.
Jeff.
He's all of them. He's all of the above.
Like I like them and that like I forget they're there.
Yeah. No, I don't forget. I really do like their energy. I really do.
But like if you're like what happened on the show and who was on it, those would be the people I'd be like, I know there's more people on this show.
Yeah, because they don't pop.
Right. But you need them to fill. Like,
totally.
We see when shows are all pop, you're like, this is chaos and I can't handle it. Like, you need some people to kind of fill in and be like sounding boards and also be like mm-hmm. voice of reason every once in a while. But then also like for to be there for the fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to see what is coming. I feel like what this was like, okay, now we're in versus like a shocking moment.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom or a maternal figure in your life? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you want to ask. Then she can either type up her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I want to know about the stories of how my mom and dad grew up. What's the first thing they remember after they were born? That's one of the questions I sent to my dad after signing up for My Life in a Book. And I can't think of a greater gift to give my dad in sharing his stories and to receive. It's super easy to use. My favorite part of it, as someone who sometimes lives on turtle time and forgets about sending or receiving email, is that they reach out a couple days prior to sending questions. Just so I know of what questions they're going to send to my dad, if I want to change it for another question or customize it with something that I want to know. It's that kind of specificity and care that I love so much. This is genuinely an incredible, incredible gift. There's no greater present than I could give a family member or a loved one than to participate in this kind of meaningful appreciation for the entirety of their lives, separate from my own. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code AndysGirls at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom or loved one this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. with code AndysGirls for 10% off today. And thank the Jills Erin and your life and mine. Conversations around wellness and weight loss can be complicated. There's the Instagram filter we all see on IG and social media, and then IRL. And between $20 smoothies and daily ice baths, everyone is doing the most to hack the health system. But there's a better way. Row. Row provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. Over 200,000 people have already chosen Row to help them lose weight. And you can sign up from the comfort of your own home. No scheduling a doctor's appointment, commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting rooms. The Row Body Program pairs a weekly shot with healthy lifestyle changes so you can lose 15 to 20% of your weight in a year on average and actually keep it off. Of course, medication must be paired with diet and exercise modifications in order to achieve any stated results. Medication cost is not included in the program. Patients must pay for medication separately. With Row, average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year with healthy lifestyle changes. BMI and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to row.co/AndysGirls. You can sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/AndysGirls. Sign up today. So we think that she's gonna say I was maybe talking to someone, or she's like, this is, well, is over.
It, Kristen was like, you've been dating a guy for a year,
which is different from texting,
right?
And also dating a guy for a year, or I dated a guy a year ago. Do we mean? Words matter.
Words matter.
And Kristen doesn't totally understand that. I mean, her saying that pounding his hand or fist against the table is abusive.
It's not abusive.
It's not.
And like, Kristen, like, just be careful. Like,
LOL, Kristen, be careful with your words. LOL. Of anybody,
of all
be
the
careful.
People, she's like, yeah. I'm excited to see what we find out, but I'm still like anxious watching Jackson Brittany.
Are you?
Not anxious, but sad. Because I feel that they're both unhappy, and it's like, it's just tough because you're like, I know you're splitting up. I don't want to see you split up weirdly, even though, like, I know this is an unhappy marriage.
Hmm.
I don't know.
That's interesting.
I don't know. I mean, I think that Brittany's going to, like, move back to Kentucky. And
do you?
At some point. I mean.
I mean, I think she's going to stay in here as in here. I mean, inside the entertainment box.
But I think when that is not like, I mean, look, maybe the Valley becomes a huge hit that's on for years and she is dating and raising a family and what like her and Jax like figure out and then we don't, you know, whatever. But I think that the second she's not on TV, she's back to Kentucky. Her family is there.
Well, also, he doesn't have any money,
she
right?
She has friends there, and there's no way either of them has any money.
Right, and he used to say he was leaving California, yada, 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 over and over and over again, never did.
Yeah.
So I could see if she really genuinely wanted to leave, if their opportunities were kind of like fizzled in LA, I could 100% see him leaving with her and them co-parenting in whatever state worked best for them, Florida, Kentucky, wherever it was. Yeah. It's one of those things of like, do I feel weird about them breaking up? Yeah, maybe. But also, there's no chance they're getting back together.
No, he
can't do a single. He refuses to. He doesn't know how to compromise. He refuses to absorb it. He can't ingest it. He like chokes on it.
Yeah.
So how, you can't get if she does not want to move back in or come back to him in any way, unless he does these like to me extremely basic things. Mm-hmm. This is where I don't understand. I mean, LOL, this is the only thing I don't understand about men. But like if you are fighting for your family, she's giving you a list.
Right.
This is all like
you
have her honeydew.
Yeah. Just
all
do those
you
have things.
Like, are you afraid of going to therapy? Maybe. But are you afraid of losing your wife? Like,
right.
Isn't Which this one an is easy bigger... calculation?
Yes. Right.
I mean, and how many times does he even need to go? Like, I don't even, she probably said like three times. Or
right.
Or maybe forever. What is scarier to you? Or no. Do you just not trust that she will do the thing she's threatening to? You
right.
just think yeah. that you can exhaust her into returning.
Yes.
I think that seems to be, but then don't fuck your publicist.
Yeah, don't fuck your publicist.
I feel like that's shitting a little bit too close to where you eat.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. She did get you some headlines, so maybe that deserves a bonus. But
yeah, something.
It's a little bit of an odd turn of events, but I don't see either of them going anywhere on the Valley. But then what does the Valley look like next season? Could it be that all four cast members currently separated and or going through a divorce, Michelle, Jesse, Jackson, Brittany stay on the show, and then it's just War of the Roses, who's going to be worse in splitting up?
I could see it.
Yeah? Would it be the cast then just taking sides? Like, how would that work? It's a little
I feel like
awkward.
Yes.
Yeah?
I don't, it feels like, I mean, maybe they'll bring in some new people. I don't know. I guess it kind of all depends on, like, the reunion, and then there is a season two coming, yes?
Or has to that, be. Has to be.
There has
to
I think
has
it's
to be
done
10 seasons.
Like,
has to be.
When are cameras going back up?
Yeah. It has
That's
to be
what
immediate.
It is.
Has to be immediate.
Yeah.
Although I don't know what's going to happen with VBR, which we spoke about on the other episode of this bookend. Like, I don't know what that means if, but I don't think that VBR is going to, I don't think that they're going to be massive changes for at least another season. I just think that they're going to try to squeeze as much as they can out of this stone.
I think so too.
If you are Jesse watching the show, reacting to it, I think he has about 4,000 Instagram followers right now and kudos to him for that. How are you reacting to watching yourself on the show? Does he have capacity to be embarrassed, or is this all the quote unquote
edit? I don't think so.
Edit?
I think that he is both not embarrassed by what he's done and also would be the first person to be like, this is an edit. This is like other people were being worse. They're just making me look like the worst one. Like, I think that he is one of those people who will hide behind the art of television.
Yeah.
To justify his behavior that is clearly like, you did that. We're watching the evidence of you doing that. It doesn't matter if other people were also doing stuff. You did that.
I wonder how he's going to be at the reunion.
I don't think great.
Do you think he'll own it? In whatever way.
I think he'll be like, look, did I have a lot to drink? Like, yes, I was heated up because I care about my marriage. Like, I think it's going to be one of those like what? Don't punish me for caring a lot about somebody trying to destroy my family. Like, it's one of those where it's like he's not going to actually own like that he was being out of pocket. But like he'll be like, I mean, what would you do in that scenario if you feel like your family's being threatened? Like, it is like, I do think he's one of those people that's going to lean on that kind of stuff. And then it's like, so there's no talking to you because, like, you won't ever be like, yeah, I I lost it mm-hmm. and it was a tough time. And would I do it again? No. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know that we'll hear that from him.
My favorite afternoon activity is thinking to myself, like, who is more toxic in their relationship and also in life, mm-hmm. Jax or Jesse? And it's just, they're just two different.
They're different kinds of toxic.
Different kinds of toxic.
Jax is like, Jax like wears everything on his sleeve in a way where I'm like, there's not hidden darkness to Jax. There is a hidden darkness to Jesse that like ekes its way out and you see moments of it, but then he kind of like buttons it back up. Whereas Jax just is like, Jax is who he tells you he is. Mm-hmm. And I think that Jesse thinks that he's not the person he is.
Okay, throwing a possibly broken wrench into the picture, how do you feel about Luke, Kristen's ginger Colorado boyfriend?
I feel like there's some sad, there's something not quite there for me where I'm like, she wants to get pregnant. He's young. He's like, I'm not happy unless I'm fishing. I don't know, man, then you gotta not be on the show. Like, that's not, there's not, there's
he's
not a lake.
So unhappy doing this
he's
show.
He's so unhappy. He doesn't want to be on TV. Yeah. I'm curious as to like what his actual personality is, because I don't think that like, but I also don't think there's a lot there. Like, I think he's just like fine enough and is like willing to kind of like be with Kristen in this weird way. And but it's like he feels like someone who like secretly gets very angry.
Yeah, I did have someone message me who said like he is like incredibly, incredibly toxic, but I don't remember. I know I listened to her podcast during the Scandal era, but I don't remember if he was the boyfriend or was a different boyfriend, like because they all just kind of mix into one. His reactions during the most recent episode, I mean, he went to defend Kristen. He also was like, when she's like, I would never call you a douchebag. And he's like, no, you literally have. You do that constantly. Why are you lying? And she's looking at him, blinking, trying to, in Morse code, trying to be like, no, there's a camera on us. You're supposed to say that I'm wonderful and magical. So I'm directly compared in the best possible way to what we're watching happen in real time. But could I see, I mean, like, I have to assume he's very toxic because Kristen is dating him.
Yes.
And I'm not seeing examples of Kristen, like, breaking the cycle in her romantic or other parts of her life.
No.
She's just making another cycle.
It's just a different kind.
Yeah. And it's tough. Yeah. It's tough.
It's tough to watch.
It's tough to watch her flail, because I just really assumed, since every single other person in her original cast on VPR has grown in some way, it's just genuinely shocking to see her stuck in Amber, just kind of like breaking out, and she's fossilized. It's the exact same version of herself, but maybe worse, because it's a little bit tired and it's older. Like, I think she's tired of being herself.
Yeah.
She has to be, right? She can't be inspired by this.
No, this is tiring.
But there are those people who are just toxic forever, where it's like, LOL, can you learn a lesson? I don't know. I mean, like, maybe I know that she's read things, right? Like, I think Kristen maybe reads books. Like,
I don't think she's an idiot. Working on herself.
Yeah.
But like the version we're seeing on screen, while it is a softer version of her than we saw when she was young, like just the edges are kind of like a little bit, like she's a little less like mean. Like, but the behaviors are still kind of the same.
She is a little bit of her own agent of chaos.
Yeah.
In a way that's like, oh, I wish she was less successful at
that.
She's
a little bit of a self-sabotager in a lot of ways. I don't know what she's sabotaging, but like she is.
Herself.
Yeah. From like just like being relaxed, being happy, being in something healthier.
It's a little bit, it's like, do you ever watch those Instagram videos of like, a lion got lost and then it was raised by like kittens and everybody loved each other.
Yeah.
And it feels like when I'm watching this season of The Valley, it's like, no, but you're not supposed to tell the lion that lion isn't a kitten, because the lion, and I feel like this new cast is looking at Kristen being like, no, you're a fucking lion.
Right.
We're cats over here and you're a goddamn
and
like,
it's like
tiger
you need
cat.
To let her think she's a cat.
You need to let her think she's a cat a little bit, because it's a little tough watching her like, meow. And it's like, no, babe, like you're not. This is, I mean, a la Lala's soft era, like this isn't a real thing.
It's not real.
It's not. It's just a different packaging of it. I want her to, again, I need these people to be in a house.
Yes.
I need her to have maybe not a clawfish. You know, we can't wish that big. The dream cannot be that in that way. But like, I want her to have something. Yeah, I want her to have some sort of success in her life. She's back on TV.
Yeah,
that's successful. That's She's big. Making some sort of money.
Yes,
she is. And hopefully Luke is getting paid for this. Right? Because they're all members.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going by Real Housewives law or like Vanderpump Rules law also, like where the partners don't necessarily get paid unless they're considered like Brock. This is the first season, I think, that he's getting paid. And wow.
Yikes.
So, I mean, I hope that they're saving up some money, right? She's doing some like body sculpting. Sponsored whatever and good for her for that. I want her to see her make money so she can get a different apartment that's another $80 a month and we can watch that happen. Yep. I don't understand. And I'm someone, you give me a dollar and I'll spend six, but I don't understand where the house money went. I don't understand it. That was a $1 million plus home, was it?
Or is she like, that is what I live off of? And I cannot,
on TV.
Like, it's like that. That's her income for maybe forever. Is the house. So she might not be like, I'm going to go get another $1 million house. She's probably like, I'm going to rent a $2,500 apartment.
You think that's 25?
I don't know. I have no idea. I can't. No,
I don't know.
I don't know. It's L.A. It's expensive.
Yeah. Oof. Tough.
I think that she might be living off that money and thus not putting it all into an asset.
Yeah.
That's my thought.
I just want her to be financially wasteful like Sandoval, but like have that. I just have some. I just need her to have a garage maybe or something else. I think that would make me feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
But I really, really am enjoying the valley. I know that
I am too. I'm here for like what we're coming. I'm here for what's coming. I've enjoyed the ride up to here. And I feel like now is when we're going to get like, okay, this is actually. I just didn't find the last 10 minutes of this episode to be like groundbreaking reality.
No, but it was good. It was good.
It was good.
But we'd already seen it. We knew to expect it.
And I was like, yes, of course.
It was good.
Yes. And I'm like, now what?
Yeah.
And the now what I think is what's going to be actually kind of interesting.
I also think that like us criticizing Michelle is like a little bit of like a secret that some of us have because no one else in the cast is ever going to do that. So it's like, except for Kristen. So it's like, whatever happens at the reunion, I don't think it's going to be people being like, Michelle, you weren't great at that. I think it's everybody's going to be like, Michelle's our friend and Kristen's a clown.
Yes.
So I do appreciate that there's like a little bit of a sensibility that some members of the audience have. Not everyone, as is expected and is good that people have different opinions about the people watching on TV. But I sort of enjoy that it's like they also have their little universe where we're pretending that certain people are beloved. And that's all fine and good.
Yes.
That's in their universe. But we also have our own.
Yeah.
We're just popping a little bit of that balloon. And it's nice to see.
I'm excited.
Also, poor Michelle's dress, the cutouts with the boob.
I mean, it is always like,
great.
She looks amazing. She's beautiful, but it's like so funny. It's like,
you don't notice.
We're in a screaming fight in the middle of like hallway at a hotel. And there's like 15 people in the hallway, half of whom are production, half of whom are cast members yelling at each other. And like, you're in control. Like your nipple is out and you're yelling. And it's just like, I don't know. That's like what reality TV gave us. And it's really beautiful.
Also, Jax is a piece of shit, but once again offering Michelle his coat. Or maybe that was the first time he did. No, I think he did it.
I was like, everyone
time.
At that dinner is like in a t-shirt. I was like, what are we doing?
Nobody,
it's like women in cocktail dresses, men in undershirts. And I'm like, what is fashion in LA? I hate it so much.
And also on this show. Listen, I could stay in the valley
forever.
With you forever. Thank you so much for this delightful doubleheader two-part.
Wow.
It was really, we were in LA, we're in the valley. Yeah. Those are the
back
two major
the
boroughs,
hills.
Right? And LA. It's LA proper and also the valley.
And
there's
valley.
Nothing else.
And that's it.
Literally nothing else.
That's it.
Allison Libby, tell the AGs and tippers where they can follow you on social, a little bit about your amazing podcast, any shows you have coming up. Mention it all.
You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Allison Libby. And you can follow my podcast, Ruined, which is a podcast where my best friend Hallie ruins horror movies for me that I refuse to watch. It's called Ruined. You can follow us at Ruined Podcast on Instagram and wherever else. And listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Incredible. And speaking of podcasts, you want to support this one, the one you're listening to, also known as Andy's Girls and Taking It Personally, sign up for the Andy's Girls Patreon. It's the number one way to support the pod. You get exclusive bonus episodes and so much more at patreon.com/Andy's Girls. Follow me on Instagram and allegedly threads at Dame Galley. Hearing word on the street is that there's some sort of announcement coming out. I have no idea what it is or what's going on, but I'm excited to deep dive that potentially on a Patreon episode or an upcoming Breaking News AG exclusive when we get that. Just a lot of content creators right now are messaging each other being like, is something about to be announced? None of us know what it is. So I'm curious for whatever that exciting announcement will be, and I can't wait to deep dive it on an upcoming episode. And Allison Leiby, thanks so much for coming on these two.
Thank you for having me.
Oh my God, guys, thanks to you for listening. Let us know your thoughts and feels, and we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.